CSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden is wrong to say he finds fault with both sides of the anti-Israel student demonstrations taking place on college campuses.
He can't draw a strong distinction between anti-Semitic mobs on the one hand and people who understand there are civilian casualties in Gaza, but that those civilian casualties are the responsibility of Hamas, not Israel.
Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump is urging Republican voters to take part in the RNC's election integrity program this year.
We're training poll workers. These are people who physically get to handle ballots. You work in a polling location. You work in a tabulation center. We have to have our eye on every aspect of everything. We cannot leave this one to chance.
Trump told the Salem News Channel people can find out more by going to protectthevote.com. Rooting for Donald Trump to fail has been profitable thanks to a hearty band of mostly amateur investors. They've collectively made tens of millions of dollars over the past month by betting that the stock price of his social media business, Truth Social, would keep dropping. Of course, the president being battered by a number of lawsuits right now. It was a scary ride for some Delta Airlines passengers. More on that from correspondent Keith Peters.
An emergency slide fell off a Delta plane that was taking off from New York, and pilots returned to the airport and landed safely. The incident happened Friday after takeoff from JFK Airport. The Boeing 767 was scheduled to fly to Los Angeles with 176 passengers and seven crew members. Delta says passengers were put on another plane to L.A. Delta says it's evaluating the plane and helping with efforts to find the emergency slide. Keith Peters reporting.
And this is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes woke, as Michael Harrington reports.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, Blue Heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit, watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism is not just a threat to Christians living in India. According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers that are in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in the persecution of Christians in Nepal. This is SRN News. China says it will allow its anti-doping agency to undergo an audit by the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Beijing's agreement to an audit by the World Anti-Doping Agency comes on the heels of a tumultuous week. Both WADA and China confirmed that 23 top Chinese swimmers tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug in 2021. But they were secretly allowed to continue competing. Several of the swimmers went on to win medals at the Tokyo Olympics, including gold. News the athletes had failed doping tests infuriated sporting bodies around the world. Some of the same Chinese swimmers are set to compete in the Paris Games.
That's BBC's Celia Hatton. The courts will certainly be backed by Chinese authorities as the bitter U.S.-China rivalry threatens the future of TikTok. It's a popular way for young Americans to connect online, but it's now under fire. More details at srnnews.com.